Hi guys, my name is Mally Crone. I have a new life in Christ, and I am recovering from anxiety, fear of abandonment, people-pleasing, and codependency. I grew up in a non-Christian home. My family would go to church occasionally, but nothing consistent. As a child in elementary school, I resented going to church, mainly because I didn't know anyone there, and I would have to sit alone in kid church. I continued with my life feeling indifferent about the whole God thing. This was until the end of fifth and sixth grade. My after-school nanny told me about her faith and all of her mission trips. One day, my nanny invited my family to go to Watermark, and we started going regularly. Later into my sixth grade year, I found out that my dad had been unfaithful to my mom with my nanny. Somehow, by the grace of God, this betrayal did not make me want to escape from the church. I honestly don't remember a lot about middle school, except that I harbored a lot of unforgiveness towards my dad, and I didn't tell him that I loved him for almost 2 years. During eighth grade, I reconciled with my dad, and I was overjoyed by the work that he had completed and that I finally had a Christ-abiding father figure. At the end of eighth grade, I learned that I would be leaving my friends and moving to a new school called Trinity Christian Academy. For the first 3 months, I felt so alone. Then somehow, it all just came together, and I knew everyone's names and was invited to hang out with people. This has been and continues to be one of God's biggest blessings in my life. I began to hear a lot of talk about devotionals and reading your Bible every day, and as much as I wanted to do all of those things, I was incredibly busy with my part-time job at KJ Dance. Dancing at least 25 hours a week was something that I loved to do, but became increasingly more difficult with family, friends, schoolwork, and most importantly, it kept me away from intimate time with God. The summer before my junior year of high school, I made the decision to quit dance. That summer, I also started experimenting with vaping. At the time, this seemed fun because it was a secret from a lot of my friends and family. Vaping was something that I began to lean on when I was anxious or felt tired of always doing the right thing. Quickly into the school year, I started dating a guy that I was great friends with. About a month after we started dating, walls came tumbling down within my family. News came that my dad once again had been unfaithful to my mom. Feeling abandoned, manipulated, and betrayed, I clung on to Colossians 3:12 through 15, which says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you, and over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you are called to peace, and be thankful." I began to see the circle of people that God strategically brought into my life during this time of need for me and my family. Though I could see God working, I continued not pursuing him every day. Because of this, I operated out of my brokenness, and the relationship with the guy I was dating quickly escalated into something unhealthy and sinful. Like the vaping, I began to conform to my people-pleasing desires and do things that I thought would make him like me more. This breaking of sexual boundaries was the seed of my codependency, and I tried to justify that it was okay because it wasn't sex. 6 months into this relationship, he broke things off abruptly. During this last summer, I attended Camp Barnabas, and the joy that I witnessed there encouraged me to start fully devoting my time to God daily. Summer was a season of healing and confession. I was tired of running from my friends and family, but I didn't fully take this step towards living authentically until I joined Region for Students this last fall. Through this process, I discovered my anxiety was stemming from those who I love the most leaving me, which led me towards unhealthy relationships through codependency and people-pleasing. After I took inventory of my life, confessed, and sought to make amends and forgive others, I have fallen in love with the greatest love story of all time, Jesus' everlasting and unconditional love for me. Since regeneration, I have pursued reconciliation in the relationship with my dad, heavy accountability, and daily devotion to the Lord. Doing all of these things has been hard, but I have been helped by the people sitting in this front row. I haven't vaped since last summer, and when it comes to boys, I validate my emotions, but I'm no longer led by them. As you've all discovered in some way, living in the light is easier said than done. I must wake up every morning and remind myself of the forgiveness I have extended to others, as I am still healing from all the hurt from the brokenness in this world. Though life will never be perfect, temptation has been easier to fight with the equipping of self-discovery I found in regeneration. Psalm 34:17 through 18 says, "When the righteous cry out for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit." If you can relate to my story in any way, I encourage you to start being honest with yourself and God about the things that you're struggling with. Pray big, because God already knows it all and loves you anyways. Thank you.